When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Punk Rock Christmas. That's what this sounds like. Here on Fesco and Dusty, damn glad to have you on this wonderful Friday, Red Friday. You don't even have to wait 2 days for the Chiefs. It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
At noon.
24 hours from now, we'll be on the bus in the parking lot doing fireball shots.
Do you see there's a bucket of fireball in that fridge over there?
No, I did not.
I know. Can't wait.
Did you see that it's snowing in South Bend?
I did not.
Yeah, it's snowing,
is
right?
Is there something going on up there?
Yeah, the first college football playoff game at Notre Dame Stadium in the snow at night. How perfect is that, right? The first ever college football playoff games at Notre Dame Stadium at night in the snow? Let's go.
Yeah, tonight, I cannot wait. Let's talk about that real quick. Because there were some people that were kind of hot about this yesterday, about how college football said, hey, we're going to play on the December 16th weekend, right? Mm-hmm. And then the NFL said, again, flexes its muscle and says, okay, well, at noon, we're going to have Houston and Kansas City, which now we know why that game was not the opening night game. Right.
Yeah.
And then we're going to back that up with Baltimore, Pittsburgh.
That's right.
So
are people just realizing this is happening? Like all of a sudden, like Wednesday or Thursday of this week, people are like, I can't believe that. The NFL has played on the Saturday before Christmas for 54 straight years.
Fair.
They're not acquiescing to college football. They don't care about your college football.
Which is insane because you would think that, like, you know, and again, look, tomorrow's going to be awesome. Like, I'm still debating whether I go and watch it where there's a place with multiple TVs or do I stay home and watch the first, you know, 11 o'clock game tomorrow, and then at noon, obviously, you flip it over to the Chiefs, and then you flip it over to the NFL at 3, and then go finish it out somewhere else? Or is it just what I said yesterday, it's 30-pack Saturday, right? You just sit at the house and watch football all day. Because, obviously, tonight, Indiana Notre Dame at 7 p.m. Don't forget, at 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, we'll be at the Independence location, Buffalo Wild Wings, Sean Barber and I, and Desmond Moses, giving you some Chiefs talk there as the Fan Football Friday show continues on. But then, tomorrow, SMU Penn State at 11.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I get it. It's going to be a good game because it's a playoff.
Won't catch any of that one, though. I'll be honest with you. I'm at an Arrowhead tomorrow. Not going to catch that one.
But, I mean, Clemson, Texas is going up against Baltimore, Pittsburgh. That's going to get dominated in ratings.
I would think.
I mean, outside of Tech, like, everybody at the state of Texas will be watching that game, obviously. Like, we'll talk to Rob Collins, who joins our roundtable here at 9:15 of Fox 4. But, I mean, the big one, thank God for you guys, right? 7 o'clock.
Yeah, let's go.
Tennessee at Ohio State.
That's right.
Love Tennessee in this game.
Love Ohio State in this game.
Love that.
Let's go, Buckeyes.
Love that defensive line of Tennessee's against Ohio State. Yeah, so Will Howard gives me the shakes when it comes to that defensive line from Tennessee. But again, that offense of Ohio State, tons of playmakers everywhere.
But they have to utilize it. I mean, Ryan Day went into a shell. I mean, Will Howard throws an interception against Michigan, and that's all she wrote. I mean, it's like they
ran the clock out against Oregon.
Yeah,
Will Howard,
right?
Did.
Yeah,
and then So I mean, so we can talk about college here for a little bit. I know that we haven't really preached it yet. We'll get back into the Chiefs, I promise. But I am interested because it's kind of a joint topic here. Kansas City, Houston is going to dominate noon. Mm-hmm. Like once 11:50 hits, no one's watching SMU Penn State. Unless you're Brett Veach, you probably watch because you're trying to find your next wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs on SMU.
Right. Or you're a Penn State or SMU fan, right? You go for it. Clark will have that game on. He's an SMU alum. That game will be on in his box tomorrow while he's watching the Chiefs. You better believe it will be.
I will have the last button ready for Clemson, Texas, Baltimore, Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Focus, or maybe I'll just have two TVs at this point. But, man, college football really flexing its bone against the NFL this weekend. And the NFL just says, okay, like, come at the king. Better not miss.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
But they're coming at the king pretty hard. I mean.
They will dominate at 7 o'clock, that Tennessee-Ohio State game. Because by about 7, that game, the second game is winding out.
Yeah.
And that's the best game of the day anyway.
Thank you for saying it. If we say it, it's biased. Yeah, right. I think it is.
No, it's by far the best game of the day.
1,000%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the best first game.
Yeah. I mean, you look stacked in SMU, Penn State, get a little bit of ratings before the NFL starts. Sandwich Tennessee, Clemson, Texas in between those two games that are in transition at that time. And then leave the big game. Leave the best one.
And Tennessee, that's Ohio why State that is, game is the 7 yeah. o'clock game.
So they're essentially telling us, right, we'll take one game win. We'll take one win. You can have the rest of the day, but we'll take that 7 o'clock block and win it.
And I think the Ohio State-Tennessee game is going to draw a huge number. Now, will it draw an NFL number? It's interesting because tomorrow's the final Saturday before Christmas. And I know, like us, we have places we need to be and things. People are going to be out having that holiday cheer and, you know, it's Saturday night and all that kind of stuff. So I'm interested to see what kind of number that college football game draws. But I think that is going to be the biggest one of the day, obviously. I wonder if it rivals tonight. I don't know if tonight's going to be a big night. Again, a Friday night, people with the holidays, they do their thing and whatnot. Like, I know there are built-in excuses, but people will still find ways to watch the game, if they want to watch them. But the NFL, I think, will dominate on Saturday. And I don't know if it'll be a 2-1 type of domination.
No.
But the NFL will dominate because this is also the first time we're getting these college football playoff games, and it's something we've all wanted. Well, here they are, right? Here they are. How bad did we want them, right? Will people watch? And I think they're going to get a huge number. I think it's going to set records. I think it's going to be the most viewed college weekend in the history of college football this weekend because of the amount of games, the 2 days, the programs that are playing, the matchups that you have. I think it's going to be an extremely successful weekend from a college football standpoint. But it will not dominate what the NFL is going to roll out there between these two games because you've got Kansas City and Pittsburgh fan bases and throw in the Baltimore fan base, the Houston fan base, it's not that strong. But Kansas City and Pittsburgh are two of the top fan bases in the NFL. Baltimore's got a great fan base as well. So it's not like you're rolling out the Colts and Jags on Saturday.
Right.
You're rolling out some of your best properties on Saturday, some of your best fan bases on Saturday, and games that mean a lot. I mean, Pittsburgh wins on Saturday. They've won the division.
Yep, it's over.
It's over. They win the division if they win on Saturday. And as we know with Kansas City, with Patrick Mahomes, everybody watches the Kansas City Chiefs. So I think it's an exciting weekend for football. I think it's going to be a great weekend for college football. And, man, if that Notre Dame game tonight is under the lights and that snow's in the air and it's a snow game, boy, that's just got all the comforts of home, doesn't it? I love it.
They have another picture up, too, and it just shows South Bend. There's a snowman overlooking the field.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's
cool.
Yeah, it's cool. I don't know if you've seen it yet. There's people outside the stadium lined up to get in the game.
Did you see that?
All righty. Do you think tonight matters, though, for the ratings of college football as far as stacked up against the NFL? Like, if tonight's a banger, do you think that'll help them?
No, because they have no competition.
There's no competition tonight. The only competition is people going out, holiday parties, all
like
that kind of stuff.
Buffalo playing playoff teams as opposed to the Chiefs.
I guess the reason I ask that is because this is a new system.
Yeah, it'll give views.
Well, and it's Notre Dame, so you know it's going to be big already because there's a lot of fraudulent Notre Dame fans out there.
But
if
this game sucks, I think there could be, at least in my mind, I think some college football casuals could be like, all right, well, the system blows. I'll be back next weekend.
I think if this game sucks, it will only hurt the SMU-Penn State game because then people will be like, I'm waiting for the NFL. I'll just get updates, which a lot of people will probably do that
either way. Do you think this game is going to suck tonight?
No.
Absolutely. The snow helps.
I think Indiana, with the way they played all year and having something to prove, playing at Notre Dame, the classic football school that it is, with the snow implicated as well into this game or implanted into this game. Notre Dame's 6.5-point favorites. The over-under is 52.
Oh, okay, that's closer than I thought.
You remember, Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois at the start of the season.
That's right. If you talk to Notre Dame fans like that are diehards, like your buddy Gene over there,
I went to my first Notre Dame game in 1978. Save it.
Yeah.
LOL he uses, too.
Oh, he's listening.
LOL.
Thanks for listening, Gene.
Like, literally. If you look at this game in Notre Dame, like, this is everything. Like, it's a same state game. It is Friday night, under the lights, in the snow. Like, if you're not, like, football there, like, I can't help you with this type of game because This is a playoff atmosphere. This is South Bend. This is where everything in football, like
this is
football sex, essentially.
Yeah.
But we move on to the other lines.
But when should they play these games to not compete with the NFL? Like, that's the ultimate question.
Friday
How
night.
Do you not go head to head with the NFL?
Stack up Friday night.
But people don't like Friday night. And he's shaking his head no, and he's mini Bink.
Well, yeah, because I don't want. What if Tennessee's on and I want to watch Indiana? No, I can't watch both.
Well, maybe stack's not the word. Start the game at 5:30 and have the other game start at 8:30.
But you still have then two more games that need to be played.
Okay, so then do one at 7 o'clock and do one at 11 o'clock.
In the morning?
You win one at 11, you win the other one at 7 p.m. at night.
Oh, 7 p.m. at night.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
You kind of move around.
Don't play that middle game.
That middle. Respect your elders. Middle.
Okay. All right.
That'd be my.
Yeah, I can see that.
Off the cuff. Like, that's just what I'm trying to think of.
Yeah.
We move on to the other spreads before we get to the cover.
If you say that, then the NFL would adjust their schedule.
Yeah. They would. They
guess what?
They totally would.
Christmas is on a Friday. SMU is plus 8.5 at Penn State, who is an 8.5 point favorite. That over under 54. Clemson at Texas. This is a big one. Clemson is getting 12 points.
I love it.
So Texas minus 12, the over under 51.5. They think Texas blows them out.
I like a cover.
People don't like Clemson in this, right?
I think they think Texas is going to be a national championship contender. I think it's either them or Oregon are the favorites right now.
Can that be the national championship game, or does the bracket not work out where it could be Texas and Oregon?
I think that will line up. Yeah,
I think that's what people want.
And then the last one, Tennessee 7-point dogs at Ohio State, the horseshoe, where you, Bob, will be rooting on your Buckeyes, and Mac, you will be rooting on your Tennessee Volunteers. Give me one reason why each team wins.
I would have said the home field advantage, but that ticket snafu down there with all the Tennessee fans coming in and playing, I think the weather factors in big. And this goes back to a conversation that Spectre used to have with us, that no team north of the Mason-Dixon line will ever win a championship and whatnot. I think it's hard for a southern team to go north and play in these type of conditions and cold and whatnot. We see it all the time in the NFL. Your bodies are not adjusted to it. I think the weather is the biggest thing for Ohio State and the biggest factor that they have in this game.
It gets cold down there in Knoxville. It's only 200-mile difference. It gets real nippy down there on Rocky Top. But to me, it would be the defense. I think that's what – if Tennessee wins the national championship, it's because they have the best defense in college football. That needs to show up tonight. And Nico's got to, I mean, and
T. Martin, man, he hasn't been playing good lately as a quarterback.
And you mentioned Will Howard. His eyes get a little big in the big moments. Which quarterback's going to make that mistake? Because Nico's a freshman. You know, he's a young guy. Will Howard, we've seen him make these mistakes.
In the two biggest games, he's made two, big mistakes.
Big mistakes.
But everybody's going to throw an interception. It was the way Ryan Day responded to that interception. They just never let him throw the football again, basically.
Yeah, they completely changed their identity.
The whole thing. You can't do that. Maybe a big game for Ryan Day as well.
If he loses, is he fired?
I don't know.
Absolutely.
I mean,
he's canned if they lose this game.
I saw something that I bought into this week that I was like, oh, I like that. He won't get fired, but he will be looking for another job and maybe take another job. One of those interesting things.
We're going to respect your losing. Yeah. I was going to say, if I'm Vrabel, that's where I go.
Over the NFL?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the whole landscape of where you go now to coach is completely different than it was 2 years ago. Because I would never take a college job. I would never tell anybody to take a college job.
Same.
But now with the NIL money, you can go out and buy your players. You have GMs of these teams. It's changed the landscape. Yeah, I think college is as wide open now as the NFL because you don't have to deal as much with the cheating and the bag men and all that nonsense that used to go on. It's now out there in the open and whatnot. You get the opportunity to do that. So I think right now, if I am Mike Vrabel and somebody offers me one of those jobs, and it is Ohio State, how do you turn down your alma mater?
If Ryan Day loses this game, he'll be fired by Sunday. The lead Monday will be unless the Chiefs or the Bills lose. One of those teams, I think both will probably win this Sunday. Then the lead story Monday will be Vrabel will be taking that job to Ohio State.
Yeah.
They will do that quick, get it over with, and get him into that system.
How quickly will Ryan Day announce that he's going to another school?
Yeah, within a week and a half, 2 weeks.
And what school is that? Like, what jobs are open right now? Because they got filled pretty quick. Belichick could bounce to the NFL, and they could hire Day at North Carolina.
All right, let's get to the cover two. This weekend is where we find two things that we look to watch for. We're going to use, maybe some will have college. I'm going to have the NFL. So when I say Tennessee, I mean the Tennessee Titans. I don't know about you guys, but Tennessee's got something to prove this weekend because their coach went absolutely off.
I mean, you really want to get me going today? yeah, I think, to be honest with you, I think it's complete and total bullshit. if you want my honest opinion. These guys are tough, man. They go after it every day. They play hard as hell. And there's at no point have we ever put on tape at any point this season that this is a soft football team. Like, I can't even wrap my mind around how that would even be a conversation. I mean, just because we don't win games doesn't mean we're soft. These guys play their ass off. They play hard. They play physical. You can ask any team that plays against us that when they come off the field, they know they played us. Yeah, that makes me relatively angry that would be some presumption. That means you just don't watch, you know, you don't do anything about it, that you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're looking at. So I'm not going to stand for anybody calling this football team soft. I think that's bullshit. So if that there's opinions out there that feel that way, then, you know, they don't know anything about NFL football. So I'd like you to walk in there and call one of these guys soft and see what happens.
That is Brian Callahan, son of Tom Callahan, working for the auto part man, because that's who I am and that's who I care about. I'm watching that game because he's out there mid-season, I guess, late season press conference. Like Max said, he's probably fired. This is a guy letting it hang on the line. Somebody says a lot of people
think
your team's
fired after one season. Like
I go towards my Tennessee sources and from what he says.
From what I'm hearing, there's a big, much bigger chance.
Really? Yes. Like that's why you suck as an organization.
I agree
though.
Completely.
I mean, Mayo could get fired. Pierce could get fired. Those are first year head coaches. What do we say in the NFL? Coaching's important. And you got to get after it quick. You got to find a believable system that people believe in it.
But then you're starting over again.
That's right.
And then how attractive do these jobs become if you're constantly firing somebody after year one? Well, unless you want a big payday, because I'll work 1 year and get paid for four.
But no, Tennessee, their coach, we're not soft. Go into our locker room and tell that to one of our guys' faces. Well, I'm not going to do that because I can't and I won't. So again,
the question that he was
asked?
Do you
think your team is seen as soft? It was kind of like the narrative of the question. Like they used the word soft or whatever it was. And that's why he went off and he goes, you know, do you really want to get me there today? And then he proceeds to go there today with multiple cuss words, which are unnecessary in a press conference. But either way, you want to look at it. But he went full midseason press conference and he, you know, his team's called soft. Here's the deal. He's letting Mason Rudolph quarterback deep.
Would you rather have Mayo?
I'd rather have Mayo. Mason Rudolph is absolutely. I mean, it's funny that his name's Rudolph. We're in the Christmas season and his team's getting called soft. He's after a reindeer. Mason Rudolph sucks. But, dude, they're playing the Indianapolis Colts. Indianapolis is going to wipe the floor with Tennessee, and this will be why we'll agree with Mac that their coach gets fired. The other one is Baltimore-Pittsburgh. We're talking about Mahomes' ankle, how he's going to be tenacious and ferocious and
play. That's not what you wrote, though.
Oh, no, that's you. I'm sorry. I saw that.
Hey, and you even wrote, duh.
No, yeah. Sorry. Bills and Pats. I was reading yours for some reason. No, Bills versus Patriots because, well, duh. We got to see that game get played. We're rooting for the Patriots. Drake May was a question this week, Mac. They said Drake May at quarterback or C.J. Stroud. Go Drake May. Go Drake May. That defense for Buffalo is soft. The last time they played this game was 23-20. Buffalo barely survived. I think Buffalo is going to have their hands full. Plus, if the Chiefs can win and improve to 14-1, that adds pressure to their team and their sort of vision towards their quest to the top. That's right. And I think if you can win this, if you can watch this game and see what the Bills do and they somehow give you an early Christmas present, Kansas City Chiefs, that's why we watch this game. It's at 3:25. That's where my attention will be at that time of the day.
Please, May. Please.
All right. They're not winning. I hate to say that. I just hate to say.
Well, you don't know that.
New Orleans. New England is one of those typical late season teams that is down in the dumps. They've checked out. They have no desire, no emotion, no nothing. I mean, why do you want to go play for Robert Kraft? Here's for me. Well, you're getting it anyway. Here's for me. Atlanta and the Giants. I'm watching that game. Michael Penix's debut, right? You get the opportunity now to see the quarterback that I thought was the best coming out of college. I'm excited to watch him play. Giants have a good defensive front, right? So it's going to be interesting to see. Not as good as the number one Ohio State Buckeyes going up against Tennessee on defense, but the Giants have a good defensive front. So I'm interested to see how Penix plays, how he plays against a good defensive front. I'm excited to see what Michael Penix Jr. can do out there for the Atlanta Falcons. And then the other one for me is Baltimore-Pittsburgh. I want to see TJ Watt's ankle, how that's going to, you know, shape up and maybe be a factor and really, really, really be a Steelers fan this weekend, because if they win, they clinched the division, and then there's not that much on the line on Wednesday for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. It was part of the reason I kind of wanted Denver to win yesterday because it meant less for the Steelers in that race. Really excited about Penix's debut as well. Kind of his Mahomes, Alex Smith moment to me. I'm excited about it. Pats and Bills, same reason you said, Dusty. Duh. Come on, Drake May. To me, there's still a chance, Bob. I can't get the optimist out of me.
I hope you're right about that. I hope I'm completely wrong and Buffalo goes in there and lays an egg and New England actually shows up and plays. But I've been around these teams that stink at the end of the year. And they're going through the motions. They just want to get out. They just want to be done.
Well, maybe it's your defense. Mayo's fighting for his job to show that he still has control of that team.
He's got to fight for the locker room.
The players,
though,
got to fight for him.
Exactly.
Yeah, they have to. And Drake May is when they decide to throw the ball downfield, which is only when they're down 20, they actually have some success. Hopefully they can do that the whole game. And then, I'd be lying if I wasn't saying Vols and Ohio State is my big time this week. I mean, obviously Chiefs are number one, but Saturday night I'm going to be locked in.
What's it
going to
feel like when you get your ass whooped?
No, not going to happen. It's going to be nice being in Rocky Top, in the Vols State. GBO, surrounded by a bunch of orange. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to be singing loud, Bob.
Are you going to be singing Rocky Top? Dolly Parton, she sang that song originally.
You're either going to be at Rocky Top or Rock Bottom after that night.
I mean,
I like Tennessee, though.
The only 10 you're going to see is the state because you ain't getting any points. 35-0 Buckeyes.
Oh, my.
Will Howard's going to throw two picks.
35-0 Buckeyes.
You know everybody wins 35-0, by the way.
Tennessee has never played in front of a crowd like Ohio State before.
What?
Oh, I love this.
Ever. He's
trying to get me going.
Ever played in front of a crowd like that before.
Oh, there's going to be so much orange
in that
stadium.
And the Buckeyes are such a national program. Like, people barely even know where Tennessee is.
Oh, yeah.
The most famous thing to come out of Tennessee is Dollywood. Like, there's nothing. Like, when is the last time Tennessee was relevant in football, man?
2 years ago.
Yeah. One of the best offenses ever.
But when was the last time they won a national championship?
Hey, it's feeling like 98. That's all I know.
Oh, it's feeling like 98
it's feeling
all
like
over
98
again. Are you partying
right now?
Like it's 98?
I was in my mom's belly, but I'm partying.
That's
weird.
Was she pregnant with you when they won the championship?
I don't know. Probably. Yeah.
Hopefully.
You think Peyton will be at the game or will he be somewhere else?
Honestly, I bet Peyton will be at the game. Yeah, I'd be shocked if he wasn't there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to watch his guy T. Martin under center.
I mean, nobody knows another Tennessee football player other than Peyton Manning anyway.
Trey Smith. Jason Witten.
Nobody's claiming him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Tony Romo says he's the top five tight end of all time, apparently.
Tony Romo played with him. That's why he said that. You stand up for your man,
football.
Just like Dolly Parton said, stand by your man.